Another one.
You have so many?
We have another one.
We have so many.
I won't put it there.
Reaching to Raganuga Bhakti. How you feel? Kal jana hai?
Finished reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you could discuss a few things.
You have finished?
Yeah.
So soon you have finished? Abhi 10 baj raha hai.
Maya, abhi 1 baje the.
अच्छा तो ठीक है, मैं सोच रहा है तुम आकर के, मैं अभी आया हूँ, एक घंटा हमारी प्रतीक्षा की हो, तो अच्छा हुआ तुम दे दो मुकुट फ्लावर दिस क्लॉथ ऑफ फ्लावर, एवरीथिंग ऑफ फ्लावर, पेनी ऑफ फ्लावर, एवरीथिंग.
व्हाट्स द ओकेजन?
ओकेजन ठीक है, वहाँ पर भागवत की कथा.
After Krishna left for Mathura, he came right back and had more pastimes with the people in Raj, and then he went back to Mathura, and then it describes how then he did the Kaliya pastime again, and then again. So I don't understand. It's a new concept. I never heard that before. How
all
he went.
That explanations and stories are of Golok, not of here. Not of here. Mm-hmm. Understand?
Yes.
So, in Golok, all these leelas comes in the repetition. But everyone knows that this is going first time. We, sadhak in this world, think that if anyone sees anyone, next time he doesn't want to see. But there, everything becomes new and new, especially the leelas of Krishna. When the leela comes in repetition, everyone sees that it is quite new. Krishna is going to Mathura first time. And the Mathuravasi sees that Krishna is coming first time. This is the first time. Navayamana. Then the Sanskrit word is everywhere. So everyone knows that it has never been before. Now first time it is, first time it is.
Is it different each time or is it the same?
It may be different or not different. They are seeing that this time, this is first time. If it is coming in terms so many times, then we will think that this is the same or some difference. But if all are seeing that this is the new one, never it takes place, then no question of whether it has come some difference or the same.
But I thought that all the pastimes were eternal. So now it seems like they happen again and again rather than happening eternally. Each pastime not having an end. I thought each pastime didn't have any end.
No.
Oh.
No beginning, no end.
Right.
Going on.
So if there's no beginning and no end, where is the question of repetition?
No repetition.
No time.
No repetition. All new, brand new. This is the effect of Yogmaya. She's so clever, so intelligent, so powerful, and so sweet. Then it also covers the intelligence of Krishna and Radhika and makes them successful. That all are divine.
When Gopa Kumar,
Srimati Radhika has seen Krishna so many times. Just last night, she was whole night spent with Krishna. But when she went to her home in morning, and Yashoda called her, when she went, she is thinking that this is the first day that I am coming to Yashoda Bhavan. And he has never seen Krishna. She has heard the name of Krishna, but never seen Krishna. And Krishna has also not seen Radha, but he has heard that Radhika is so qualified, so beautiful, so sweet, so generous. So he is always eager to see Radhika, and Radhika is always eager to see Krishna. And when she sees Krishna, this cult does not like deer. Up, up, down, down. But anyone seeing them or not, they have no time to watch whether anyone seeing me, that I am looking. She is testing and drinking and drinking and will drink. She has seen only first time Krishna and Krishna also.
So if you have the pastime of Kaliya and it's eternal, where is the question of repetition?
No repetition.
Yet it says in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that it happened again and again.
It is heard or known to only sadhakji. We are sadhak. Even we are not sadhak. Even we are not sadhak. But we are.
Trying to be sadhak.
You are sadhak, but I know that I am not even a sadhak. But you are sadhak. You are doing so much labor and so much difficulty coming here in this hot days. I am very busy here. Not working anywhere. So you are sadhak. You want it to test all these things.
From you?
If you will test, this question will not arise. Because you will see it in quietly. Quietly. And if it is net new, but all things of Krishna will change quietly. And always you will want to see and see. No questions there. All questions will be but forget.
Gopa Kumar was addressed as a newcomer.
Have you understand my answer?
To a certain extent.
So beautiful everything and quite new. That this pastime has come again, you will never, any parikat does not be quite. Even Radhika, she is Krishna. Testing a whole night, but yet she is saying, I have not seen this. Who is he? So beautiful.
Gopa Kumar was addressed as a newcomer, and he seemed, according to the story, that he entered when he was already...
And all other know that he is newcomer. But Krishna treats him as he is one of their old companions.
It seems though that he didn't start by taking birth in the womb, but he just entered all of a sudden as a cowherd boy. So how is that? Is that how everybody is? You just start in the middle of a pastime
because
when you go to Goloka?
You should remember that when he was not doing anything, he has taken his birth in Braja in the one womb of a gopi.
Oh, in the beginning?
In the beginning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was Govardhan Vasi,
mm-hmm.
and he was the son of a gopi. So what needs to go again?
So that gopi was an associate of Krishna from the beginning? If that's the case, then how come he got sidetracked to Swargaloka, Indraloka, Brahmaloka, Shivaloka?
Well, Goswami has found it. But he was so fortunate that he came in the womb of a gopi. They are more and more and more lucky to have birth in Braja. These girls. So we have to see that I have come to Braja. But they know they have come in Braja. They are Brajavasis. They are Abhiman Yusuf.
I don't understand that if he was so pure in the beginning, how he got distracted.
What?
His mind kept wanting to go back to Braj, but then he got distracted.
To
different incarnations, to different planets. He became Indra, he became Brahma, he became a king. So how is it that if he took birth in the womb of a gopi and he was so pure, how is it that he got
to... Not so pure, but lucky.
Uh-huh.
He was certainly lucky. And he had come in second birth, Govardhan, and in the Om Bapha Gopi. He has seen his Gurudev. Who was that Guru?
Krishna.
How lucky.
Hmm.
But by that, ajao bhitar mein baitho. Udhar mein jagah nahi hai, to udhar piche piche apne idhar mein hai. Chale jao, nahi to koi aayega, darwaza se hatayega. So Krishna has, how Krishna came as his guru? Who ordered Krishna?
Radharani.
Radharani ordered Krishna, go at once to Gokuma. How fortunate is he? अब उसके लिए क्या बाकी रहा? जब कृष्ण स्वयं आए, राधा जी ने उसको भेज दिया, उसके लिए क्या बाकी रहा? But I'm telling you, are understanding? क्या कहा? बतलाओ. What remains if Radhika orders to Krishna, to his dearest, and he comes in a shape of a guru, for Gokuma? What remains? Everything is complete. But yet, Krishna wants to show how a man can reach to Krishna. So, if Krishna wanted and Radha wanted that he should at once come to me in Golok Vrindavan, he would have gone there, certainly. But Krishna wanted that he should go step by step. And that is why he went to Indra, Brahma, Sankaru, and Vaikuntha, Ajodhya, Dwarka. There are two things, two ways. Sabda. Sabda means at once. And another is step by kram. So he, Sanatana Goswami wanted to show cannot go direct and at once. We'll have to do something, sadhana. By sadhana, he'll have to take so many births. So he took births. And gradually, sometimes having his Guru darshan, understanding, taking the darshan. Darshan
means? Darshan means darshan.
Darshan means?
Seeing.
Going gradually and testing each thing, how bitter or how sweet are they. We think that swarga is so beautiful, so sweet. No death and birth there, always happiness, always this aspara and devata are there. So beautiful garden, Nandan Kanan is there, and to drink Amrit is there. No death, no birth, no change, always beautiful Sukumari, Kishori, and Kishore. No? No difficulties, no old age, no rogue, nothing. He went there,
but still empty.
But saw that everything was upset in Swarga. He saw that Bali Maharaj invaded him and he has to left Nandan Kanan, his wife, everything, and for thousands and lakhs of years. He went in high to himself in Mansarovar, in Kamal, in Lotus. And Brahmahatya was touching her. Vritrasur was. And he was going here. He left his wife, his children, his kingdom, his everything. How thankful for me. Do you want water? You are drinking water.
More than water.
All respect. He tested Brahmapad. Oh, I will not be for a moment Brahma. He tested. And conclusion was this. This is most worst thing. Always going something difficult is here, there, where. Sometimes Hrindakaspur, Hrindakshara invited him. Sometimes he came to Braja and he had some difficulties created for Krishna, and Krishna became unpleasant to him. Then he was so much sorrowful and always engaged in worldly creation. He saw that I had no time to do bhajan, like myself. I cannot do bhajan because so many come. And I cannot do bhajan.
Krishna is asking you about worldly creation.
Hmm?
He's going to ask you about worldly creation.
This is also creation. I'm doing.
Not worldly.
But maybe it won't. गोप कुमार का अलक्षित रूप में उनका जो शरीर परिवर्तन हुआ था वो शुरू से एकदम या जब जब उसको जिस जिस लोक में जाते उतने
तो देन सी टेस्टेड ब्रह्मा पर आई विल लेट सी ब्रह्मा फॉर ए मोमेंट देन सी क्रॉस दिस एट डिविजन्स ऑफ मटेरियल surrounding.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Yeah.
Then she came to again to this. Now this worldly physical body cannot go across Dirija. Understand this?
Mm-hmm.
No worldly thing. No worldly body. Any physical body cannot go across
Dirija.
So he will not go. Now by chanting that mantra, Gopal mantra, and coming into Vrindavan, and by seeing his Gurudev, by doing so, he became so that this worldly body stopped here. He left that body. And real Swarupagat, Gop Kumar, replaced him. But anyone cannot could that see. Because both were in seeing same, but not same. One was mortal and another was
immortal.
By the grace of Krishna and Guru. Because his Guru and Krishna were same. And the mantra was also same. Aprakrita. Aprakrita, you know?
Is that the same mantra we have, the sixth mantra of the Gayatri, or is it different? Is that the same sixth mantra of the Gayatri that we say? The Gopal mantra, is that
Gopal mantra.
Is that Queen Krishnaya Govindaya, is that the same?
Yes.
Oh.
But anyone cannot have the result, fruit, in one day or 2 days or in some day. He has to do for several lakhs and lakhs of years. So he becomes. We want that in a moment we should be like born whole day and night doing nothing, no drink, no eating, nothing, no katha to anyone like this. And if Guru Murthy is there, then he will be like Narad, like like this. It will take time. Whether it will take time or not, but we will have to like fish. Fish, you know, if it will be separated from water, how they will. So far Krishna we should do like this, then Guru will sit. Then that spiritual body went there. We see that by the same body he reached, he entered in Golok Vrindavan. But now you understand that his physical body, when crossing Dirija, it became by the grace of the immortal. And after Dirija, no mantra, nothing. Only chanting Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna Govinda, Hare Mukunda, गोविंद हे नंद कृष्ण कृष्ण हाथी जसोदा तनय प्रसिद श्री बल्लभी वन राजकेसर दैट गायत्री ऑल्सो कम्स इन इट गोपाल मंत्र ऑल्सो इंक्लूडेड इन दिस नेम बल्लभी जीवन so by this
where is this mantra
you have not read Brihad Bhagavatam
this Pallava I don't remember
everything is there
okay towards the end I think in the sixth chapter of the second part the gopis madness is described like when they tried to stop the chariot when Akrura came and the gopis tried to stop the chariot etc so when the gopis are in the state of madness what is the service that the manjaris have for the Radharani and her sakis what service
some
do they do
some manjaris are training some are waking her some are looking after some are waiting some are
It's described that Uddhava
they are telling to Radhika Krishna is not gone he is here with you when Radhika is in north end they are telling Radhika why you are with you are Krishna is with you here is standing behind you then Srimati Radhika vexed Krishna then they tell that still he was here he has hide himself in a kunja let us go and see
do they see him do the manjari see him then
manjari are telling her
but are they seeing Krishna in the kunja
That's
or they're just saying it.
Anyhow, they are giving consolation and so that the minute we so weep and so
something to make her
so they are anyhow they have kept Srimati Radhika alive for whole time unless Krishna returns again. By saying so.
It's described that Uddhava was happy with transcendental envy towards Radharani and the gopis. What is this transcendental envy?
What part again?
It's stated that Uddhava was happy with transcendental envy. For
transcendental?
Envy.
Vesh.
Vesh. Towards the gopis because their love was so great. What is this transcendental dvesh? Transcendental envy.
And.
Envy.
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 Dvesh.
Dvesh.
Towards the gopis, Uddhava.
Uddhava is dvesh.
Yes.
Where?
Brihad Bhagavatamrita says he was happy.
Africa.
With happy.
When
with
we are happy.
Huh? With transcendental envy towards the gopis because they got the real mercy. Narada came to him and said, you are the object of Krishna's mercy. Uddhava said, no, the gopis are the object of Krishna's mercy. So it says that he was happy with transcendental envy. So what is this transcendental envy?
Envy, here is this is a kind of love. No? That everything is Mahabhav, Prem, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag. In Man, here, it is Dvesh, Envy. But they are no envy. Uddhav has envy with gopis. That gopis has so much love, affection of Krishna. Krishna is affectionate. Whether I am too much far away from Krishna, source, and he comes. Where comes? When I see that he is more lucky than me, that envy comes. Without seeing that I am not as just, and gopis are like Himalayan mountain. They are so much affection of love. Krishna loves them. There are two there are two wives of a man. That person is loving more to one. What should another do? That is called dvesha. Krishna loves also Uddhava. Krishna also loves Gopi. But Gopi upon the whole. And now when he returns from Vrindavan, he is upset. At first he used to know that I am best and most superior of Krishna Bhakta. Now he says that, oh, I am not even dust of frame. So now he is angry. It is good. You see, I envy you all. Why? I have no sadhan bhajan as you have. So hot weather, having so many difficulties. If a ISKCON person will know that they are going daily to Maharaj, I will tell them that all they go to Maharaj to come to me.
Then we will have to move here. We
then
will have to move in.
But yet you are coming. So I envy you all. I have no Krishna love as you have.
At the very end of the book, it's stated that Sukadeva Goswami very easily talks about the queens in Dwarka, but he doesn't mention Radha, because then a fire will come from within him, which comes from the fire that they're always burning in. So in Krishna Loka, who is Sukadeva Goswami? He must have some position very close to Radha. What is that position? We hear also
of Srimati Radhika. Yes. Always with Radhika. In the hands of Krishna, Radhika. Always he used to chant that parrot, Krishna, Krishna, and he used to do like Sam speak bias of Radhika. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna cannot differentiate that she's a Radhika, this words are of Radhika or of this parrot. Very lovely parrot of
That Madhavendra Puri was a Kalpa Vriksha tree. There's a Kalpa Vriksha tree in Krishna Loka. Is that true? Sometimes we hear it in our classes.
Prem Kalpa Taru. Prem Kalpa Taru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prem Kalpa Taru. And he is what?
Proud.
Kintu that should be Prem Kalpa Taru, not only Kalpa Taru. If you will tell Kalpa Taru, then it is of only heaven. Nandan Kanan. But this Prem Kalpa Taru is of Golok Vrindavan.
So is he a tree in Goloka Vrindavan? Does he have a rash as a tree in Goloka Vrindavan?
No.
That's what we hear.
It is for example to make
poetic
full person and very छोटा बुद्धि अज्ञानी ignorant person. For them it has been told.
So who is he in Krishna Loka? Who is Madhavendra Puri?
Madhavendra Puri was a sadhana person. He had done sadhana for Krishna Prem.
But I mean, in Krishna Loka, who is he?
Whether he has reached there or not, who knows? He was a sadhana. We know. And he may be have siddha. He may be siddha. But after that, we have not searched who was Madhavendra. We'll have to search and see whether it is written in Krishna. Every bubble tree, you know, also kalpavriksha.
Here or there?
There.
Here?
Here bubble is will pinch you.
10 minutes more.
It seems to be stated that in the translation that Sanatana Goswami says that Lord Brahma has a white beard, but that Lord Brahma has a white beard. But Prabhupada wrote to me, our Prabhupada, that he has no beard or mustache. He's just young and beautiful. So what is the real situation?
It has been told that he was so long life man. If any where it has been written, only to indicate that he has long life man. And if he has beard, no hair, it is unbeard. It is so good. We will not quarrel for
beard or not beard.
We'll have to Krishna Prem. If with beard come
here.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that everything should be clear. You are in favor.
In favor?
You are always clear.
In your translation of the Jiva Dharma, you talk about that those who follow Raganuga Bhakti go to Krishna Braj Leela, and those who go through Bhaiti Bhakti go to Vaikuntha. But even to go to Vaikuntha, don't you need greed for reaching the Lord's feet? Because that's also a prem, isn't it?
It will be prem. But a seed of bubble tree, you know,
picks on the seed everywhere on the side of the road.
It may have fruit, no? But it will not give mango. Mango tree only, mango seed will give mango fruit. So that greed of Braja Bhav will produce that thing, Braja. Otherwise anything up to Dwarka Mathura will not produce Brajbhaisa.
But don't they have to have some kind of greed to at least reach the Lord's service?
Maybe. For them.
So the difference is that it's...
Because after Nishta, there will come Ruchi. Ruchi is called Sampai. The same as greed. No? So this Ruchi comes as Asakti. Greed will also grow up to Asakti. And then Asakti will grow to Bhav. Same thing. But one is mango, one is bubble. It will lead to Vaikuntha and one will lead to Vraja.
Also in the same place you say that Ragamayi Bhakti is following the Ragatmika Bhaktas of Braj. So the stage of Rag comes after Pranaya in Prem. So does that mean that Sneha, Man and Pranaya are not in Braj, but only Rag, Anurag, Bhav and Mahabhav are in Braj, or what is the meaning of that?
Could not understand.
Ragmayi
Bhakti
is following the Ragatmika Bhakti of Braj.
Ragatmika Bhakti, Raganuga follows Ragatmika or Ragmayi. Ragmayi and Ragatmika both are same. Only words are.
Right.
So Raganuga follows Ragmayi or Ragatmika. This is true.
So Ragatmika starts with a stage of Rag in Prem, or it's also Sneha, Man and Pranaya are also Ragatmika.
In Ragatmika, everything is there. Everything is there. In Raganuga, it starts from Ruchi, in Sadhan, and at last it goes to Bhav, Shuddha Sattva. This is in this word, Sarup Siddha. And after that, Vastu Siddhi comes. Then it goes in Braja. And there, with gopis, with Ragatmika, it gradually comes to Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Rood, Adirood. Not here. Answer is right.
So Ragamika does not begin from Rag, it begins from
Ragatmika
earlier.
Ragatmika never begins. It is Siddha. Always. There is no abhav in it. Abhav?
Lackness
of anything. Prem, Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, everything is there. In Lalita. Everything is there. In Vishakha, in Nandaga Baba, everything is there.
But I mean, one realizes his position in relation to Krishna from the point of Rag or before?
Rag, in the Ragatmik Bhaksa, they are all are manifestations of Srimati Radhika. Understand? They are not sadhana siddha. No question of beginning gradually going up. Understand? Only it is in Raganuga. No in Ragatmika. Everything is there. They are complete. And to do the same prayer in the face of Srimati Radhika.
So when we're doing that, generally a picture comes into mind.
Very good.
But how do we avoid kalpana?
This is not kalpana. It is coming through Yogmaya and Rupa Raghunath Das Goswami. Don't treat it as any kalpana.
But I don't know exactly what Radharani looks like.
You are,
or
you are only remembering the pastimes of Raghunath Das Goswami,
right,
that he is praying. And by doing so, and so when a time will come, it will manifest on our heart.
So it's okay to picture it in the mind.
You can have. If we see that Raghunath Das Goswami is going to give decorate Srimati Radhika. And when he is chanting her feet, she is reminding past sense of Krishna and Radhika. Oh, Krishna himself does this painting and tucks it on his head. And that painting goes on the head of Krishna. And thinking she becomes mad. Oh, Raghunath Das Goswami. And this comes. When we read this flow, and we become Tadatma to Raghunath Das Goswami. Tadatma, you know?
One way.
As fire goes